When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Cody Newland from Marlette, and I'm a medical laboratory science major at SVSU. My MLS program was accredited the May before I started at Saginaw Valley. On a national level, this program is one of the best, so that's part of what brought me here. Saginaw Valley is only an hour from home, so I can go home whenever I need to, if I need to pick something up or if I want to see family and friends, but it's far enough away that I'm on my own. I lived on campus and it was amazing. I met so many people that way, and it prompted me to get involved, because if you're here, you'll have a little downtime, so you find something that will keep you busy in the long run. That's what makes college memorable.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Catch all the WLAW sports action more ways than just the radio. Stream online at thumbnet.net. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or that thing in your car called the radio on 102.1 FM. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla Carson with your call tonight for WLAW sports in week number one of the postseason. All eyes are now on Ford Field, as we are just a short few weeks away from crowning a state champion. Let's take a look at the Bath Fighting Bees in our game of the week here. The Colonists are 5-4 on the season and finished third in the Central Michigan Athletics Conference at 4-3. Chris Ripstra is the head coach for the Royal Blue and White, who haven't had a winning season since 2000, including four winless seasons in that streak. Bath started out the season 2-3 in an up-and-down first half of the year, but got hot after a 20-19 victory over conference foe Langsburg in week number six. They would finish the regular season winning three of their last four regular season games to clinch an at-large bid at 5-4.
Yeah, this Bath team has absolutely no playoff experience. The last time Bath was in the playoffs, these seniors would have been 4, maybe 5 years old, Clark. They pulled out some close wins. For example, they beat Dansville 27-24 on the road and shut out Saranac 40-0. But they did lose to fellow conference champ Pawamo Westphalia 35-0.
Pawamo Westphalia finished the season 8-1, only losing to Northrop last week by 13. The Bath Fighting Bees like to run the ball, which is probably a good thing considering the weather tonight, but they execute their offense by relying on the option play quite heavily. This is in part of a solid senior quarterback, Dylan Moffitt, number 4 on the Bath roster.
Yeah, Moffitt versus Pawamo Westphalia had 11 carries for 40 yards. He was only 2-for-12 passing, but did have 37 yards. He's built pretty good size. He's 6 foot, 170 pounds, and also plays a good defensive back.
From our research at WLAW Sports, Bath's offense comes from fullback Anthony Reindress. He's 5 foot 10, 190 pounds, and even against a strong team like Pauwama Westphalia, managed to lead the attack with 46 yards rushing for Bath. Way back in week number two, Zach Richardson played a large role on both sides of the ball, defeating Fulton 40-22. Richardson ran for a touchdown, caught a pass for a touchdown, and recovered a fumble for a defensive touchdown right before halftime against Fulton.
Yeah, Richardson's about 5'10", 145 pounds, running back and linebacker. He's an intelligent player, leader on the middle of the field in defense. Ryan Dress against Fulton had a 28-yard touchdown run. So out of the option, you're going to see a lot of different guys handle the ball, whether it be up the middle or pitches to the outside or even the quarterback keeping it himself.
In that game, quarterback Dylan Moffitt also ran for a 33-yard touchdown run. The Bath Fighting Bees enter the playoffs tonight on a one-game win streak, defeating Bronson 44-6 last week. Now, Dave, Bath, about a two-and-a-half-hour drive up here tonight to Laker Country. What do you really think their key to victory, having seen the Lakers as many times as we have this year, what's the key for Bath to succeed tonight?
And I think there's two keys, and to split them in half on offense, they need to take control of the ball. They can't turn it over. I know you can say that about a lot of games, but with the option play, with the being cold, possibly rainy, ball control is important. On defense, they got to slow down those famous two tailbacks, Dubes and Diaz. They slow them down and force Brady Post to throw the ball or to do some things that Lakers isn't comfortable with. They have a chance to win this game.
That is the Bath Fighting Bees side of things, and when we return, we'll break down the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers in our WLEW Sports Game of the Week. The postseason begins tonight, week one. It's the pre-district in Division 7 on WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football. With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. And when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night, knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance.
What's the matter, sports fan? I see. You're stuck at another boring family function on game day, huh? Ouch. Tough luck, fella. All you want is your easy chair, a cold drink, and the big game on your big screen. Well, you may be stuck at little baby What's-Its birthday party, but you can still stay in touch with all your game day action. Huh? Because you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular has 41 4G LTE towers in the thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. That's right, access to the latest sports scores faster than your favorite wide receiver. Is right. With 41 Thumb Cellular 4G towers in the thumb bringing you those kinds of speeds, it's like you're at the game.
Woohoo! Honey? 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 Who are you talking to?
Head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Laker sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day, roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown proud, America IGA.
Tonight's broadcast is being powered by the blazing speed of Thumb Sailor's 4G LTE network, now with the iPhone 5S and 5C. The iPhone.
That would make sense.
You
might have to call somebody about that.
Yeah, I should patent that tonight. We've broken down the Bath Fighting Bees, and now let's take a look at the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Clark Ramsey here, Dave Hansen with you as well, and Doug Cole and Kayla Carson doing all the numbers behind us, making us look really good tonight. In the first week of the